What's up, guys? Welcome back to my podcast, What She Wants. My name is Mandy, and I'm your host, and this freak show is my life. So, I am so proud to report to you guys that I started that YouTube channel. I started posting on it. I have 4 videos. I have absolutely nobody watching them. Like, nobody. But that's not the point. Oh, you guys have to forgive me. I'm just recovering from a cold. I'm gonna tell you guys all about it. So, I've recorded like 4 videos and I put them up online. I am trying to be consistent. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm building my consistency here and I'm loving it. I think it's the greatest thing in the whole world. I'm absolutely A1 happy. So, with that being said, let's get into today's topic, because I promised you guys a pivot on this podcast. I promised you guys that I wouldn't get on here and bitch and rant about my personal life. I would save that for my vlog on YouTube. So I am here. Today we're going to talk about depression, because that's what started all of this. That is the beginning. That's where it came from. That's what it was to begin with. I was depressed. I was depressed and I had no way of fixing it. I had no one to talk to. I had no support system. I had doctors. The doctors really didn't give a shit. To pass a buck kind of system. My counselor, when I finally got to see her, was so overwhelmed that she couldn't even help me. She couldn't hold me accountable. She couldn't help me make the changes I needed to. So how the fuck do you come out of depression when you're so deeply entrenched in it and you don't have nobody to help you? How do you do that shit? Where do you become mentally able to, like, do it yourself without drugs? Without losing yourself? How do you come out of it? And I really wanted to talk today, like, how do you know if you're depressed? And I got to thinking and I was like, bitch, when you're depressed, you know it. You don't want to do shit. You don't want to go anywhere. You don't give a fuck about your relationships. None of them. None of them. You love your children. You don't want to deal with them. You love your spouse. Not really, not today. You don't want to go to work. You kind of gotta sometimes. Not really. I could just call in. I don't want to fucking deal with it. I can't stand it. I hate life. I hate living. As a matter of fact, is that a hole I see over there? Excuse me while I go climb in it and just cover myself up so you can forget that I exist, because I don't even want to exist today or tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I don't even want to exist for the next, I don't know, we'll take 6 months to begin with. I'll see you in 3 years. What do you do? How do you come past that? Some heavy shit there, buddy. And I'm scrolling on my TikTok, because that's something else that I did I didn't tell you about. But you hit me up on YouTube, that I told you then. So I'm on TikTok and I'm scrolling, because right now it's about finding some joy in my life. That's where I'm at with the whole depression thing. That's not where you're at. you can't see joy in it. I'm to the point where I can see the joy. So what do I do? I mean, how do I find the joy? How do I get there? So I'm scrolling TikTok and I'm watching people, and everything on my page is about mental health. And maybe they just know, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Like the algorithms, they pick it up that my podcast is about it. You know, the description of my podcast, or, you know, multiple episodes, things that are saved on my phone. Great. I'm all for it. Be, you know, show me the people out there who are working with mental health issues. And let's see what they got going on. There's a lot of recovering addicts on TikTok. People who got depressed and went down the rabbit hole and couldn't bring themselves back. God, that sucks. That really sucks. Because then you had to find yourself somewhere at the end of the tunnel on rock bottom. And I think about myself, and I'm like, Mandy, how did you do this by yourself, without a support group, without nobody? How did you pull yourself out of this? How did this change for you, honey? Where did it come from? And I'm gonna tell you. No, actually, I'm recording a podcast.
That's what it is. Okay. Fuck yourself, record a podcast, same thing.
Except, eventually people will...
You need to finish the residual.
I'm saying, keep talking. It's all free publicity. Okay, guys. Ain't nothing changed. Ain't shit changed. I'm still working 17-hour days. I'm still putting it in there to finance something bigger for myself. So, if you want to kindly donate, I will greatly appreciate your help in my rebuilding fund. And you can help me rebuild a new business. So, anyway, where was I at? How did you come out of this? How, bitch, did you get it? The fuck was different about you? So I just sit down and think about it. And I thought about it for a while. I've thought about it a lot of times and for a long, long while. So let me tell you what my thoughts ended up coming up with. My thoughts ended up coming up with this right here. When I was a kid, my daddy was an alcoholic. My mama was a piece of shit whore. She wanted to stay out partying all night with her legs spread for any dick that wanted to come in and join her. My daddy was so sad and depressed at his failures and his own personal traumas that he drowned himself in a bottle, in a pill, in a line, in a needle. Although I don't think he took it to the needle that often. I do know that he did take it there quite a few times. I just don't think that was his bag though. But any other way, he was down in game. Where's that leave a kid? Where does that leave someone like me who is just like, please help me, please love me, I just want to be loved, that's all, I just want to be loved, can you love me? So in the sixth grade, this woman comes in from a program started by Nancy Reagan because her husband was pumping more drugs into the United States than anybody could possibly imagine. So she started Eye Care. And Eye Care was for kids of people who were using drugs and alcohol. And it told you and taught you that if your parents used, chances are you would use. Are you serious? The fuck, I don't want to live like this. I don't want this to be my fucking life. Do you see the way that, do you see how they're acting? They can't even see me. Then they're, did she just piss on himself? Are you serious? You think this is how I want to live? I think, oh my God. She just crammed that in her ass? What the fuck was she thinking? Do this in a trailer park under the freeway. What? Where are their decision-making abilities? So Eye Care comes into the classroom. And it's awesome. Kinda get some sign up for like a Al-Anon, Narcan style meeting for sixth graders. Mind you, in the sixth grade, I was 10, guys. I was like 10 years old. 9, 10. Yes, young. I started talking to my friends. Not my friends, because I didn't talk to these other kids except for at this meeting. And they were the popular kids. And they were using drugs already. And they were getting drunk already. Oh my God, are you so fucking serious? You do it with your mom? Yeah. I think I about fainted. I fell out. And I said, I couldn't. There's no fucking way in hell. No fucking way in hell. So, no fucking way in hell comes, sits down next to me, and says, if you don't want to end up like them, or your parents, you better start making some decisions. You better start thinking, honey. But how does this thing work? My grandpa was already trying to teach me about mind over matter. How does this thing work? Is there an instruction manual? Do we know how to access this thing? Oh my God, what do I do? How do I get there? I had so many questions. Nobody had answers. Nobody. Nobody knows how the brain works. I think if we knew the answer to that question, even now today, we'd be some powerful motherfuckers. But I don't think anybody really wants to know how to hold themselves accountable and not escape the trauma of their reality. So, whatever. I'm still here. I am 9 and 10. I'm trying to figure it out. So, who's the next logical person? Since the Eye Care lady can't tell me how the brain operates. Who can? Where can I find that knowledge? I went to my science teacher. You know, because they were already starting to teach us about the body and about animals and about the world around us and chemicals. And, well, they kind of had a basic view. They kind of knew, like, the areas of the brain. Maybe not protect. Not particularly how they worked, but they knew what they were. You know, like the ego and the id. And I got a little older. Mom married the second dude, who was also a drunk and a dope fiend. Yay, Mom. And he joined the military. Best thing that ever happened to me in my life. We went military life. I went to a military school. Amazing. We were overseas. Awesome. One of the best experiences I've ever had in my whole life. Yes. Yes. Okay, so still in the same type of program. But the counselor I ended up with from the military had a psychology degree, was an actual counselor, not just a volunteer for eye care, trying to find out whose daddy uses drugs. The scrubber went by. I told you guys, I'm at work. So, oh yeah, but this is gonna be, I think I just found a nice little phone hold so I could work and talk at the same time. So anyway, I start learning about the brain from the psychologist, who really tells you about the brain and chemicals and emotions and chemical triggers of emotions, which was really cool. And I learned about this for a long, long time. I did years and years and years to the point where, you know, I started meditating. That's where I learned to meditate. We did meditational practices. It was awesome with the guided from her. And, you know, again, that kind of grew in my life. And then the education of the whole ramification of it just grew exponentially all the way across the board. And I just began to learn all kinds of things about the brain and how the brain really operates. Based on theta, delta, alpha waves. So your brain submits thoughts as waves, you know, like sound waves. And again, just going through what I knew about the brain and chemicals and chemical reactions in your brain. I had a pretty good idea. So when I went on this mission to find the girl I used to be at 16, because that's where I got derailed and I forgot my training and just went like that shit crazy. I was practicing. I was making my bed every day. I had good ritual habits. I set out little goals for me to accomplish all day, and I accomplished them, leading me to accomplish bigger goals in a day. I did everything you could possibly imagine. I volunteered, I ran track, I worked out. I ran a 20-hour day, 4 hours of sleep, and I was so proud of myself. I was getting stuff done. I think that's why I wanted to be that girl again, because I want to be the girl who gets stuff done, for herself, not for someone else. And so when I was sitting in Richmond and I was listening to my very grouchy, completely negative asshole of a husband, and what he was going through with all of our trauma, and experiencing trauma myself from it, and having to be strong enough to not let my kids see me break. That was the first thing. Like, I had to be strong enough to not let them see me break. For them to know that it's okay to wobble. We don't have to break. We don't have to go anywhere we don't want to go. And if you need to break, then great, break. Break, pick the pieces up and rebuild. And I think that is the mindset that I kind of learned from working with that counselor and learning about the parts of the brain and how the brain works. And ooh, look, ASMR. Oh, it's just satisfying to just pop them. I don't know about listening to them, but definitely popping them is extremely satisfying. So, what is it that you can do? Yo, and I've tried talking to you guys about making small changes, because those small changes really do make a big difference in your life and the quality of your life and where you're gonna go from there. Because that is where I started. I started making small changes with things that I could control that didn't cost me any money, that wasn't noticeable to anybody else. I started a free podcast. And I bitched to a whole bunch of strangers who didn't even know my name or that I even existed. I was working. I had a job. I started making my bed. I stopped listening and absorbing the negativity. I decided, and that's the most important key to this, I decided that I was done. I wasn't gonna be worried about that bullshit no more. It was time that I did what I wanted to do. And that's where you're at right now. You're at the point where you have to decide that you're done. That you're done being a victim. That, yes, you're a victim of your own depression. You're done with the negativity. You're done with being life's punching bag. You're done. Are you done? Are you done? Are you ready to get up and do something else? Are you ready for your life to change, to be what you want it to be? I don't think you are. I don't think you're ready. I think you're listening to me, and in some way, shape, or form that makes you feel better about you. But knowing that there's millions of people out there who are sitting in their bed, who are scared to leave their room, because they can't face today. they don't want to be. They don't want to be. And I understand that as people, we are subjected to some things that make us want to just stay hidden forever. Not even bother coming out. Do I have to, really? But eventually you're going to learn that yes, you do. Yes, you do really have to come out. Yes, you do really have to. Yes, you do really. So, with yes, you do really, sorry, I was looking at some product there. Oh, anyway, with the yes, you do really, yes, you do really, you have to get up and go to work. You have to find your happiness, because you surely don't want to do it miserable. You don't want to be miserable while you're working and earning. You don't want to be miserable. You don't want to live like this. And I know you don't. I didn't. Man. It is so hard to live like that. It's just exhausting. Physically, mentally. Do we have to? Do you have to? Man. I'm saying this. I'm saying this because I know where it's like to be right there in your shoes. I know what it feels like to be at my bottom. I know what it feels like to not fucking want to, man. Not want to live. Just to wave a magic wand and everything be better. Why can't it be that way? Why can't it be that way? Just, no, it can be. It can be. It's going to take some work. It's going to take a whole lot of work. But it can be. It can be so much better. So what I'm going to do for you guys is I'm going to record a couple of my meditations. That way you can listen to them. And it's going to be the same things that, you know, the same meditations that I meditate on right now. Because I promise, every chance I get, I have this goal right now to be in a meditative state when I'm walking around with my eyes open. Oh my God, yes, so difficult. But I've challenged myself that by the end of this year, I will be in a full-on meditative state walking around. You can call it what you want to, I know what I call it. People say that it has to deal with the frequency that you're on, and getting onto into a position of constant happiness. And you know what? They're right. And you know what else? That's exactly what I'm going to do for myself. I'm not there yet. I still let negativity get to me. My husband hasn't changed. He's not on this path with me. We are not riding this horse together. He is still as challenging as ever, as aggravating as they come. But even still, and even with him, there's ways to deal with the negativity, even when it's in your own house. And I think for me that the biggest thing with my husband is being able to show you that you can still overcome negativity when it lives with you, when it is your partner in everything, that you can still say, you know what? I don't have to listen to what you say. I can still love you because love is the language where you need to be. And I can love you and wish all of the greatness in the world for you. And still, you're not going to shake me where I'm at. Because I am in a place of continuous happiness where I just choose joy, constant. I love joy. Joy is great. Joy is amazing. It's amazing. And I love being able to do joyful things. So let me tell you this. If you're sitting in a place of depression right now, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you to 66 days. 66 days turns something, a habit, into muscle memory. And these are things that I want you to do to change your lifestyle. And it's not negative things like, oh, you have to give up carbs forever. We're not on a diet. We're on a mental health building journey. So for the next 66 days, I want you to make your bed every morning. I want you to get a notebook, and I want you to write 5 things that make you smile. It could be for that day. It could be in general. It could be anything. Anything that makes you smile. Whatever makes you smile, I want it to be written in the journal. 5 things every day. I want you, for the next 66 days, to meditate. So I want you to do these 3 things for me. I want you to make your bed. I want you to write 5 things that make you smile. And I want you to give me 10 minutes of meditation. It's 10 minutes. It could be on the car, on the way to work, on the way home from work. Could be right before you shut your eyes to fall asleep. I want you to give it to me. Give me that meditation time. I am going to go record right now. I'm going to record. Well, I'm going to record those meditations for you. And And then you can come to me for 10 minutes every day. And give me 66 days to start making changes in your life, in yourself. In yourself. I didn't start this journey fully committed like this until 6 months ago when I realized that you guys were out there listening. I made some changes already. I had decided that it was time. The reason I decided that it was time was because my kids looked at us and said, "Or how long are we going to go to counseling for? I want to go back to traveling." And you can't do both. We are not traveling because we have to get the equipment back to travel with. So while I build that up, working at this job, I am going to, no, while I build this up and I make this money to replenish that, we are just sitting still. Where we want to be, it's not where we're at. So we're still growing. We're still learning. When they told me they wanted to go back to traveling, that meant that I had to start somewhere. And I was starting then at the bottom with nothing. No money, no job, no nothing. I made cotton candy and I sold it. And I didn't do too bad. I was making about $100 every 2 days. So average about $400, $500 a week. A standard paycheck for anyone. Yes, selling cotton candy. And so I moved us to Louisiana from California to go get my husband's license right and make that better. However, it didn't. It didn't. Because he won't pay for the tickets, he wants to fight them. So if you are a lawyer and want to help us in the case, or you want to contribute, because I'm going to eventually just pay the tickets behind his back because I'm ready for it to be in our past, you can definitely donate to the program. There's a donate button on the page, and I would completely appreciate all of the help that I can get. Even if it's just a dollar, guys. Dollars help. So, moved us to Louisiana, and I kicked the cotton candy up. And I sold it meticulously because we were living in a motel room, so I had to, like, double time it. And I think that's when I made the decision in myself that I was going to do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to make the change. To go back to doing something that made me happy. Traveling makes me happy. So I'm not quite there yet. No, I'm closer. I am doing more things that make me happy. In spite of the not traveling part of that. But I have more time to build more responsibly than just jumping into something, you know? And that's okay too. I appreciate that part of it without a doubt. And so I'm sorry, guys, I seem scatterbrained as usual, but I'm really not. I'm just doing multiple things at the same time. Not so much scatterbrained, stretched to the limit. I want to get to a point where I can concentrate just on recording the podcast. And I'm just not there yet. When I actually gain some followers, I will be able to make some advertising dollars off of my episodes. So if you would, please click the follow button and follow us and keep up with our journey, because this next part of it, this is not about me anymore. This is about you. It's about you coming to your own the same way I've come to mine. It's about making that decision. You know, I told you when I made mine. Are you ready to make yours? Are you ready to decide to come out of it? Because we all go through shit. You know, and at the end of the day, we have to choose what it is we're going to do, how we're going to react. You know, you can make decisions that ultimately lead to your happiness, or you can make decisions that drive you crazier and crazier in depression. So I hope that you will choose joy. I hope that you've made that decision, that it's time for you to choose joy. So, here's my 66-day challenge. 66 days. Make your bed every morning. Tell me 5 things that make you smile. Meditate with me for 10 minutes. All right, guys, I'm gonna go finish this freight and record you some meditations. I love you guys, and I can't wait till this is what I do full time, because talking to you guys is what makes me happy. This is the happiest I've ever been. Even with the Germany stuff, I'm still not as happy as I am when I get behind this mic and I talk to you. And I'm just like, oh, let's do this. Let's make ourselves better. You know, let's do this together. So come on. Walk on the journey with me. It's not a complete shit show. And at the end, it's fun as fuck. All right, guys. My commitment to you is that within 24 hours, I will have you 2 meditations posted. So, look for it. Hold me accountable. Come find me and call me out. You can call me out on TikTok. You can call me out on YouTube. I am right here. You can call me out right here in the comments section of the podcast. It's amazing. I look forward to seeing what all of you guys have to say. And how far we can actually grow together. Until tomorrow, keep growing.